This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Mu'izz Bukhari, and for this video, I want to share some thoughts with regards to the concept of submission and the beauty and the grace of it. We as Muslims, take the word Muslim, take the word Islam. Islam is an Arabic word and it means submission. And in the religious context, it means submission, yes. Submission unto what? Submission unto the will of the Almighty. Submission unto the will of our Maker. You see, when talking about life, as much as we may wish otherwise, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. Life is a test. Life is a test with good times and bad times. And life is completely unpredictable and uncontrollable. And this year has proven this to be completely true. As the days and weeks and months continue to pass, and as we continue to live in incredible uncertainty, and as this microorganism, invisible to the naked eye, multiplies so rapidly, wreaking havoc along its path, at this point, at this juncture, my dear brothers and sisters, it's important to remind ourselves that even though this year feels so badly out of control, there might actually be an ounce of comfort in knowing that there was never any full control in the first place. As believers, when talking about this concept of submission, this concept of surrender, we realize that life, yes, does bring up challenging situations that makes us want to try and control every single aspect, hoping to influence the outcome, hoping to influence the results. But this makes us anxious with worry. It makes our minds continue to spin, contemplating what actions / decisions we can take and make to get what we want. And as we all know, plotting and spinning and manipulating a situation rarely brings us what we desire. And subsequently, it makes us feel even worse in the process. Every single time you try to do this, I'm sure you relate, you are presented with a roadblock. You are presented with a dead end. You are presented with this state of despair. And it is human to struggle, to be thrown off track, to be troubled and riddled with doubt, to complain, to whine, to grumble when there is no end in sight, when you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And it is human to become consumed with fear. But during these moments, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to remind ourselves of the importance and the grace, the beauty that comes through active, conscious submission. The practice of submission and surrender means placing complete trust in Allah the Almighty. It means releasing the need to control. It means taking whatever aligned actions are called for in the moment, and then allowing situations to unfold in the timing and in the manner needed. Now, the word practice was used intentionally. The practice of submission, the practice of surrender. The word practice was used intentionally because in order to do this with beauty, with grace, it requires practice. It's not easy for us to let go of the reins, to have faith, to take a leap of faith, to trust, to allow, and to breathe through the uncomfortable moments of uncertainty. Because it's volatile, it's difficult. But when we allow and trust, and when we hold on to the strong rope of faith, we create the space for powerful miracles and unfathomable outcomes. In doing so, we give our hearts and our minds a much needed break, and we allow ourselves to witness the power and the supreme plan of the Almighty Maker manifesting itself. My dear brother, my dear sister, when you finally release the need to control the situations in your life, the situations will, inshallah ta'ala, begin to unfold in the very best possible way. Outcomes that you couldn't ever imagine will present themselves, and you will not have to manipulate or force yourself to achieve it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promises to provide for the believer from where he or she does not expect. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Whoever relies upon Allah, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ. Whoever relies, this concept of tawakkul, whoever relies upon Allah, then He Azza wa Jal is sufficient for him. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he is reported to have said, tawakkul, reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is half of the deen, is half of the religion. This practice of surrendering yourself unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, half of the deen. And as for the other half, it is the concept of inabah. And that is to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all your affairs, in your repentance, the concept of tawbah, to turn to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, to constantly keep turning to Him azza wa jal. So beautiful. I hope this serves as a beautiful reminder, my dear brother, my dear sister, that you don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to do it all. Have faith, place your trust in Him, and things will fall into place. Take a leap of faith. Place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And open your mind and heart to the possibilities and outcomes that can come about when you create the necessary space for it. With that, I conclude this reminder. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.